Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you in a very important week this week. It is USAA Military Week, and joining us to talk about actual mental health and behavioral health services, because May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is here. So many folks, everybody say hi really quick.
Hello.
Hi. So many folks here, and we're so excited. Retired Army Colonel Bob McLaughlin, he's Mount Carmel's Chief Operating Officer, is here. Bob, it's great to see you.
Renee, great to be here as usual. It's a pleasure for us to talk about this important topic today.
And it is very important, and we'll talk about why the need is there. Savannah Cunning, Mount Carmel Behavioral Health Intake Specialist, here. Hello, Savannah.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're here. Also, Air Force veteran Justin Billett is here. Hi, Justin.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. And Abby Westfall is here. Hi, Abby. She's the Retreat Coordinator and Licensed Clinical Social Worker. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Renee. It's an honor to be here.
And we have I'm so glad to have you guys here. And it is such an important topic, like we were talking about, Bob and Savannah. It is National Mental Health Awareness Month, but the need is really great among our military members, their family, and veterans, isn't it?
Yes.
Very important that we're able to serve those who have served our country, make sure that we're providing behavioral health services to them, our supportive services, and our job counseling and training, because it all goes together to make sure that our military members, veterans, and their families become strong members of the community as they transition.
Now, as far as the behavioral health services, we're going to get into the different types of programs and support that is offered, but there really is a need, isn't there, Savannah? And it looks like the VA can't keep up with that need, can they?
Sure, yeah. And we've been seeing that the VA is just inundated, and we have such a high population in need here in our community. So we're really trying to fill that gap and reach them in the ways that we can, doing our best. So.
Yeah. And are you guys finding that maybe a lot of veterans or military members may not even know that these services are available to them?
Well, we've been doing our best since we opened our doors 3 years ago to make sure with partners in the community that that nobody falls through the cracks. That's hugely important, that anyone who's in need of counseling can get the counseling. And what we're proud of is we do it relatively easily when they walk through the doors. We make sure that anybody who comes into our building gets seen immediately and screened. That's part of the solution. One of the problems we've had is when someone has to wait for counseling, often they spiral out of control, and that can end very badly. In some cases, it can end in suicide, which we clearly want to be part of the solution in preventing suicide amongst our veteran population.
And is it hard sometimes, you hear about this with first responders, military members, and folks like that, they feel like they cannot reach out and get help. Do you kind of see that a lot with some of our veterans and military members?
Sure. And there's still a stigma for reaching out for that help. So we're trying to create that voice and let them know that we're here so that they have, you know, the confidence that we will receive them when they do finally have that ability and courage. It takes a lot of courage to reach out. So we're here to receive them when they're able to.
And Bobby, you're talking about the partners in the community. It takes an entire community, doesn't it?
It certainly does, especially in the behavior health community. We've worked with many organizations to make sure that everyone's a phone call away. Two critical things when we talk about serving our veterans. One is the warm handover. We want to make sure that if a veteran self-identifies with an issue and we need to refer them to somebody, it's not just a phone call and go to this place. It's a familiar person. It's a literal warm handover where we make it easy for the military member, veteran, or family member to get the services that they need. And then the idea, and we touched on it earlier, of public-private partnership. We are very right. proud at Mount Carmel of our relationship with the military installations across the Front Range and the VA. Our Secretary of Defense said many years ago that the way we take care of our veterans has got to be public-private partnership, that the government can't do it alone. We believe at Mount Carmel, with the team that's here today, we have a good part of the solution to make sure that the services are wraparound, they're holistic, and they're timely.
Absolutely. And we're going to touch more on some of these programs. But Savannah, can you give us kind of an overview of just some of the programs? Because again, they can support anything from a veteran to mm-hmm. a family member yeah. and beyond.
Correct.
So give us a kind of an overview of some of these incredible programs.
Sure. So for our behavioral health, we have individual counseling, couples and marriage counseling, family therapy, child or youth therapy. We have a few group therapies, and then we have some alternative therapies as well. And like you said, we do offer our services to our members who have served and that are currently serving, as well as their families. And family could be grandparents, in-laws, significant others, just anyone who's directly impacted. Again, we're trying to reach the entire family. And in terms of our group therapies, we have PTSD groups, art therapy groups, we have Tai Chi, trauma-informed yoga. We offer these at low to no cost. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, we're just trying to meet the need and do it as easily as possible, like Bob said.
And it's, I think it's important, isn't it, Bob, to emphasize that this is regardless of their status with the military. Is that right? Like whatever their discharge status is or anything like that.
And when we first started Mount Carmel, one of the things I clearly wanted to do is make sure that the most needy, in this case, transitioning troops that may have a challenge, that we're there to do a warm handover. If they're getting separated from the military in a very quick manner, maybe it's a disciplinary challenge or a medical challenge, that we're there to help them. And they need it the most, because not only are they facing the challenge of transition out of the military, but the way in which they were separated creates a bigger challenge. So we want to be there to make sure that those military members and veterans that could potentially end up homeless with a behavioral health issue, could end up incarcerated based on some of their challenges, and in the worst case scenario could end up suicidal. We want to make sure that anybody who's in a challenging situation knows that they can come to Mount Carmel. Our watchword is beacon of support, and that's exactly what we want to be in with the team here today in the room. I know you can't see their faces, but they are the epitome of what we mean by beacon of support, with their attitudes and their compassion to help our military members, veterans, and their families.
Well, and it's incredible, because it's trained to intervene, like you're saying, before things could spiral out of control, which is huge. Okay, we do need to take a quick break, and we'll have more with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. It is USAA Military Week this week, and joining us today is Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and today we're talking with Mount Carmel about their behavioral health services. And really quick, before we talk to our next guest, I want to talk with Bob McLaughlin. He's the Mount Carmel Chief Operating Officer. And Bob, we were talking in the break really quick how this has become a community effort. It is a community effort, isn't it? And how Mount Carmel is now working and kind of working with the CSPD, CSFD, and trying to get teams working together to help veterans and their families in need.
It is absolutely a special community with organizations that are providing the behavioral health counseling, with our police and fire departments that have visited Mount Carmel and understand that if they have a vet in need, they can bring them over to Mount Carmel. The other thing that makes this community special, and when Justin talks as an Air Force veteran, is today's the graduation of the Air Force Academy. You know, we're putting new leaders out there into our Air Force. I'd like to congratulate the class of 2019 and wish them well. Prior to graduation, last weekend was obviously Memorial Day weekend, and it gave my whole staff an opportunity to go out and talk to the community about the impact of Memorial Day and what it means to veterans. So what I say to veterans in the community, the way we pay tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice before us, is we take care of ourselves.
Yes.
We honor them by making sure that we can celebrate their lives. And if veterans are facing challenges, they should make sure that they connect with a place like Mount Carmel, so that we can make sure that they're around to honor Memorial Day for years to come.
Absolutely. And get past that stigma and don't be afraid. And like you said, take care of themselves. It's really important. And Air Force veteran Justin Billett is here. Hello, Justin.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you are here.
Yes.
And you've taken part in some of the programs at Mount Carmel, right?
That's correct. It's been a very unique experience. And really one of the most important things for me about Mount Carmel is that it truly feels like a family. And it's given me an opportunity to give back to veterans and help them and in very unique ways. I think that one of the really awesome things about Mount Carmel is that we have so many different types of therapies and programs, from individual, marriage and family, group, even animal-assisted and equine therapies, yoga, tai chi, that it really provides our active duty service members, National Guard, reserves, and retirees and veterans an opportunity to find something that they can find healing.
Yeah, and I love the different variety of the different programs because everybody heals in a different way, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And something that might work for somebody may not work for somebody else.
Yes.
And here as... What do you think, seeing that a lot of veterans are saying that are reaching out to or military members or their families that are reaching out to Mount Carmel for the behavioral health services? And again, we kind of touched on this earlier, but the VA is backed up. And sometimes they're just not a feeling like if they try and reach out to more private practices, like there's a connection or is there kind of feeling a disconnect there?
Yeah, I think ultimately we truly want to develop a culturally competent type of therapy. And I know myself as a clinician have been trying to expand my cultural knowledge even as a veteran, just continually challenging myself to provide that cultural competency to our service members. And the other thing is, you know, perhaps if a person can't get in with the VA as soon as they would like, you know, reach out to Mount Carmel. If a person is seeking mental health treatment through private pay or through the community, through another resource, but they have a financial constraint, well, the awesome thing about Mount Carmel is that it's very affordable. We really want to make this care accessible and culturally competent for our service members.
Absolutely. And it's like you touched on, from all the different service members that you can help to family members and everything like that. Now, you talked about all the different programs, Justin.
Yes.
But looking at some of them, I'm sure you've kind of seen and all your training and working and all that stuff, kind of seeing all the different programs. Is there one that kind of stands out to you?
Yeah, I really feel a very profound privilege to having facilitated some of the groups at Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
The equine and animal assisted therapy is really also very powerful. It's really just been so impactful for me. I am just very appreciative and grateful to have had the experience to intern at Mount Carmel. And
isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure, like you said, and interning and helping, and it's kind of interesting, and anybody can hop in here that wants to, but I'm sure I can see how the equine kind of thing, connecting with an animal can be very therapeutic in it.
Absolutely. It can be very therapeutic, and it's a kind of a different twist on traditional therapy where somebody that may feel like they have some, you know, hesitancy or some concerns or some trust issues, that interacting with an animal can be just, you get that unconditional positive regard. You get that really positive, I see you, who you are in this moment, no baggage whatsoever.
It's just you and me.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Incredible. That is incredible.
Yeah.
So are you going to stay? We know you were kind of interning there. Are you going to continue on at Mount Carmel?
You know, I feel like I'll always have a family and a place at Mount Carmel. I am looking forward to get licensed as a counselor. But again, I truly just feel so connected and have really, truly enjoyed and loved my experience there.
Well, and I'm sure it was eye-opening too.
Yes, I really feel it's been very powerful for me to just feel a better sense of compassion
Absolutely.
And understanding and really creating a space for veterans and service members to heal, whether it's from war or from other types of trauma or even other experiences throughout their life. It's just I'm just very grateful and appreciative of that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Justin, and sharing all that. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take a quick news break, and we'll come back more with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. It is USAA Military Week, and today, very important topic we're talking about, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and joining us to talk about behavioral health services, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Everybody say hi again, because there's so many here. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so retired Army Colonel Bob McLaughlin here. He's the Mount Carmel Chief Operating Officer is here. Bob, hello.
Hello.
Mount Carmel Behavioral Health Intake Specialist Savannah Cunning is here. Hello, Savannah.
Hello.
And also, we have Air Force veteran Justin Billet. You just finished your internship with Mount Carmel. Exciting.
Yes, hello, everyone.
And Abby Westfall, Retreat Coordinator and Licensed Clinical Social Worker, is here. Hello, Abby.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Now, we were just talking really quick before we talk about the special retreats and the different types of programs and get more detailed about that. Let's really quick talk about the different providers. Anybody can hop in here. And like Justin, like you were just mm-hmm. saying, you're an intern.
Yes.
You were just finishing up your master's degree and finishing up your internship. But there are so many levels of providers, aren't there, to help our veterans, our military members and their families connected in this network, right?
Absolutely. Yes, and you're correct. I had just finished my internship, just walked across stage, graduated this past week. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We also have some licensed providers, such as Abby and Kirsten over at Mount Carmel. And we also have some interns who are just starting their practicum or who are at various stages throughout their graduate school programs.
Well, and it's really important, like we've kind of been talking about, and you kind of touched on before, Justin, we've kind of touched on, anybody hop in, but a lot of times veterans may feel like they don't understand, they can't possibly understand mm-hmm. what I'm going through or what I'm feeling, and that's why this is so critical, right?
Right, and we're trying to make sure that our professional community here can meet the need of the entire population and making sure they have that understanding of the unique culture that is our military, including the family and everyone involved. So,
absolutely.
We're really trying to bridge that gap in understanding.
Which is truly important. And that's where a lot of these incredible programs come in, Abby. And it goes to traditional and non-traditional therapies, right? Because
correct.
Getting help is different for everybody.
Absolutely. It has a different flavor. And depending on your needs, whether you're a person that likes to keep to themselves and really doesn't feel comfortable opening up and sharing with some stranger that they don't know, and kind of that cliche of laying across the couch and say everything that comes to your mind, and
well,
then
and
you get asked,
like you
how
said,
do you
it's
feel?
So cliche,
yes,
right? It's
absolutely.
Like, I'm going to sit here and blah, blah with a counselor. Like, right, that may not be effective for everybody.
And it might not. And I think what people don't always see with counseling is that it is very individualized. And counselors are trained to really meet the need of that person they're serving. So whether it is traditional therapy, where we can provide that personalized approach and saying, what do you want to get out of this? There is work involved on both parties. But that doesn't have to be the only way that counseling goes. It can be in our non-traditional types of programming, like what was mentioned before, yoga therapy, art therapy, Tai Chi, all of those movement-based kind of expressive, where it's more of the doing rather than the talking and the, kind of like just discussing things as they come up. It really does have a targeted focus and allows people to, it can both supplement individual counseling, or it can be a standalone.
I was going to say, because both could go obviously mm-hmm. back and forth together and help the person, absolutely. The individual in both ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
By tapping into all those resources.
Yeah.
And I remember, and Dean and I, Dean's here. Hi, Dean. When we last year we kind of focused on the art therapy program and how incredible that is to folks, because as I'm sure you guys can talk about further, and even we can touch a little bit more on these different therapies, but expressing themselves in that art therapy program, I'm sure a lot can come out, can it? Even
absolutely.
Stuff that they may not even be aware of, right?
Yeah, it just kind of comes to the surface, and then people, you know, oftentimes we hear, oh, I didn't even know these things were going on, and it just kind of comes out in that in the way that are very unexpected and very beautiful ways, along with the hurt, the healing comes from that mixture of the two, that didactic.
Now do me a favor and kind of talk more about therapeutic yoga. How does that work? I and this is just me, I'm just saying, me and yoga, Well, I'm sure there's a lot of healing potential here and incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ways when we talk about trauma, we like to see it and explain it as kind of an energy being trapped in the body. And regardless of spiritual beliefs, yoga can really tap into that energy and allow that release in ways that can be unexpected. And it has a calming, soothing effect for our nervous system. And our nervous system is a crucial part of our mental health. We all have it, right? Yeah. I think a lot of people tend to think that mental health is just something that, you know, that person that looks odd on the corner and is speaking, you know, out loud, and we don't understand that that's our idea of what a mental health issue is. But really, it is a spectrum. We all have mental health, just like we all have physical health, and
absolutely,
it needs to be attended to and maintained and provided best practices to kind of keep it at the place where we want to be and where our best self comes from.
And when a veteran comes in, or a military member, or their family, mm-hmm, just getting down and like Bob mentioned, like anybody can walk in and immediately if they say they need some help, they're immediately going to be assessed, aren't they? And then how do you kind of break down what the best form is with that individual or their family members and decide the programs that might work best for them?
I mean, like I had mentioned before, it's mm-hmm a collaborative effort.
Yeah.
If somebody comes in and they say, I don't want to talk about anything, great, let's point you to our art therapy program, where requiring the speaking and the talking about, yeah, the things that you don't want to talk about,
yeah,
isn't necessarily a requirement, and you can still receive benefits from that. If somebody comes in with, you know, I'm recognizing that I struggle in these areas, then we might look more at bringing you in for individual counseling or couples or families counseling, where there's those clearly identified goals. And if you don't have those goals coming in, that's okay. That's part of our job and Savannah's job as an intake specialist to be able to help piece out some of those so that we have an idea of what would serve you best.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the retreats. Now, is this actual retreats where say that individual or that couple or that family might go away for a little bit of time?
Yes, some of them are. We have half day, full day, and weekend long retreats. We actually just returned from a weekend long Thursday through Sunday retreat at the beautiful Bar and I Ranch. Absolutely spectacular views. There was horseback riding, fishing, therapeutic discussion, meals were provided, all of that, you know, with that core emphasis on enhancing the relationship with the couples that were participating and you know, showing up and being there for each other.
Yeah. And how often do some of these retreats happen?
Yeah, so the weekend-long retreats, we have a few. They're a little bit more rare because there's just more coordination involved,
yeah,
with them.
Right,
so
right,
we have about three or four, five throughout the year of 2019. Some of those are family, some of them are couples, and some of them are going to be individually focused.
Yeah, right.
So those are spread out more across the year versus the half-day and full-day retreats. We have more of those available. For example, we have one coming up on June 8th that is for those who have served or are serving, and it's an equine retreat half day. So I am,
yeah,
still accepting folks to be signing up. If you are interested, please contact Mount Carmel, and they'll link you up to me, and we can talk about what that looks like in a little bit more detail.
That is perfect. Okay, we have to take another quick break, and we'll have more when we come back with Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center next on The Extra, KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, where we're continuing USAA Military Week, and May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center is here talking about all of their behavioral health services. And mm-hmm, and really quickly, Abby, there's a new program, right, that is starting at Mount Carmel, and as we've been seeing throughout the community, it is a huge community-wide problem,
mm-hmm,
and it is substance abuse.
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
of course, it doesn't change for military members, veterans,
nope,
or their families.
Nope.
See that as well.
Yeah, we see a lot of what we call co-occurring disorders with the substance use combated with something like PTSD or depression. A lot of folks will tend to default to using substances to calm some of the symptoms that they're experiencing. So in order to really meet that need, also in reflection of the opioid crisis, that's,
yeah, yeah,
we hear that talked about on the regular, we are offering a group therapy called the New Perspectives. That it has a mix of educational and support. It is a 12-week group format, no cost to you.
Okay.
We do require having folks RSVP, and in or if you are interested, whether it be you yourself are experiencing that substance use concern or you have a family member, this could be an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the roots, the why, and what we can do about it. And that number to reach for RSVPing would be to Savannah, who spoke earlier, okay, at 719-309-4758. Okay, and again, this is the New Perspectives Group Therapy.
And this is, again, the substance abuse group, 12-week group therapy, right?
Correct.
And let's give that number again for Savannah to RSVP. So you do need them to obviously say, I'm coming.
Yes, we need to know that we have enough people that are signed up. And I think I would encourage anybody that if you have a question about whether this may apply to me or if you're just on the fence about it, just check it out. It is going to be really helpful and informative. And that number, again, is 719-309-4758.
And is this the first time for the New Perspectives Group?
Yes.
So this is the first time.
Yes,
so
we are meeting the need. The community has been asking in many ways. We want to offer more substance use programs, use and abuse, and there just isn't enough of that around the community to really, particularly meeting the military population.
Right.
So that this has that spin on it that is not really offered anywhere else in the Springs area.
So make your reservations. And again, it starts, you said it starts, when does that start?
We are wanting to make sure that we have enough group members. So at this point, we want you to call so that we can get this up and running. We anticipate that there are going to be people that are interested. We just want to make sure that we have enough to make it be that group format.
Okay. And you guys, we have about just a few minutes left. And I really want to hear from each of you. And we'll just kind of go around. And Bob, you really touched on this at the beginning of the show, how critical this need is in our community with military members, veterans, and their families, and how Mount Carmel is stepping up and stepping in to help all of our military members and their families. And don't be afraid to reach out if you can.
From my perspective, having watched service members struggle on active duty and veterans struggle in transition, the idea of preventing or ending stigma so that they know that they can come forward and get somebody who cares. Mount Carmel and Partners are clearly a place that cares about them. You know, when you talk about Partners, and you mentioned the sponsor, USAA, Ken Fortune and Jim Hannon, who lead that great organization, have come alongside of us, not just for what we're doing here today, but for other programs to make sure that as they are greatly affiliated with the military, they see the value in what we're doing to help vets, military members, and their families lead productive lives.
Absolutely.
This is clearly part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Savannah, you know, being the intake, Mount Carmel Behavioral Health intake specialist, I guess, don't be afraid, right? Reach out.
Absolutely. Reach out. And, you know, sometimes it is just that initial, I don't know what's there for me, and I don't even know what will work sometimes. So we're here to help explore and find the
solutions. And help guide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we just want to be that connection and be that safe space to come in and, you know, really find that healing and try and find the connections and resources. So that's what we're here for.
And Justin, yes, find that connection and healing. I mean, as you've interned there, you've seen that, haven't you?
Yes. And I would absolutely encourage anyone, if you feel like you're struggling, to really seek help. And I think that one of the barriers often can be is to getting mental health is, well, my civilian therapist may not understand my experience. But at Mount Carmel, we all understand that veteran experience and we have that veteran connection. Myself have served, and many of our behavioral health team have family who are veterans, and are really just dedicating themselves to really providing that culturally competent care that our service members need.
Absolutely. And Abby, connecting with them and finding out what works best. It's important, and that's what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. And understanding that you're not alone. Your experience may be individual to who you are, but the common themes, they come across the board. I think the American Psychological Association estimates that about a third or more folks returning from their service are struggling with some kind of mental health concern. And again, emphasizing that when we think of mental health, we think of the extreme, but there is a whole variance of what that looks like. And we're here to meet that need and support you and connect you, whether that be providing those individual goals or connecting you with others that have shared and similar experiences. And that is therapeutic by itself.
So what is the best way to reach out or get a hold of Mount Carmel, even if they just need to call or walk in or do whatever and connect with somebody? What's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to give us a call, 719-772-7000. You'll reach our meet and greet and connect team, and depending on what your need is, they'll link you up to the correct program. We can patch you right up to behavioral health if you're looking for getting in for counseling or want to know a little bit more about the programs that we spoke about today, or link you up with many of our other wonderful programs that we offer in serving our military community.
Absolutely. You guys are incredible for coming in. Thank you for discussing this important topic in our community for our military members, veterans, and their families. Bob, incredible. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us. You can also reach us at our web, veteranscenter.org.
Veterancenter.org. You guys are awesome. Bob, Savannah, Justin, Abby, thank you guys so much. I truly appreciate it. And again, more information on the website or by reaching out to 719-772-7000. And coming up tomorrow on the Extra Business Edition, it's USAA for USAA Military Week. That's tomorrow on the Extra on KRDO News Radio.